All right, we're with Miami offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on your victory over Notre Dame, 27-24. But the best compliment I think I can give this offense is that it did not look like game one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the anxiety everybody has going into game one is just the, you know, not wanting to look like it's game one. And so, you know, I thought we did a really good job preparing and stressing the things we needed to stress to go into the game. And the fact that we played a clean game with no turnovers, you know, we didn't do everything perfect for sure. But I did think it looked like a game that was more of a mid-year game for us, execution-wise.
Coach, let's start in the wide receiving core. C.J. Daniels, just call it the catch. I mean, it really was. But I want you to talk about the throw, too, because Carson Peck made a heck of a throw.
Yeah, it was an elite throw because he had somebody around his legs. I mean, he would have – that specific play, you know, he was going to rip that thing in between the levels of the defense. But he didn't – he couldn't get everything on it probably because of the people around his legs. But he gave him a chance, and C.J. ran a heck of a route. That's the one thing that you don't see there is he – that guy covering him is one of the best corners in the nation, and he ran a great route and made a, I mean, like you said, how do you, just the catch, right? Then that's it.
That's it.
Malachi Toney scored the first touchdown of the night, but also finished the game, 6 catches, 82 yards, and not bad for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, that's why we're hesitant to talk about him a little bit because he's so young and he really hasn't done it, but he just did basically what we see every day on the practice field in Green Tree, that's what we see. And so very talented young player and very humble. I don't think we have to worry about him getting the big head or anything because he just loves the game of football. So he, you know, he's going to have a lot of those games in his career.
Coach, 7 Hurricanes caught passes. 5 of them were not on the roster last year. You've just incorporated new faces and new places, but everybody seems to, like we said, it didn't look like game one.
No, and I listened to all the question marks going into the game from the national media, and everybody was talking about, you know, Carson is talented, but who's he throwing to? Who's he throwing to? That's all you heard is who's he throwing to. And so we had a pretty good feel who he was throwing to in the building. Because these guys are really talented and they work hard. And really, even though they haven't played here a lot, they've played a lot of football, you know, CJ and Keelan. And so those guys, you know, bring a different level of leadership and seriousness to that group. And I think it shows off, you know. And the one thing they did that really goes without being seen or said, really, is they blocked as good as a receiving corps blocked probably in my career, they blocked Sunday. And really that was a reason that, you know, we tilted the game as far as who was the most physical team is because people took ownership of being physical, and that group definitely did.
Coach, Carson Beck, 20 of 31, 0 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, and he just kept finding the open player.
He did. I mean, I thought he played a heck of a game, especially versus that defense, which I don't know if I've faced a back end like that in a long time. And so he was very poised out there through the course of the game. Like, his demeanor is awesome. And, yeah, he never put the ball in jeopardy. And, you know, if it wasn't there, he would dump it to the running back or he would scramble and get 5 or 6 or 10. And so just a very well-executed game on his part, you know. And for a first game – and obviously, he's around a lot of different people. He didn't go through spring. I thought that was as well as it could have played out, honestly.
His efficiency, at one point, he was 12 for 12.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we've seen in practice, too. You talk about Malachi, but, like, I mean, heck, in one of the scrimmages, he was 84% on team reps. So, I mean, he is very accurate with the football. His timing is always on point. And so he has a very good grasp of what we're doing, and he fits the scheme, obviously. And so, you know, we just got to keep pushing forward. And if we stay efficient like that, then we have a chance to win any game we play.
University of Miami outrushed Notre Dame 119 yards to 93. You used all 3 of your running backs, but the guy that is new to the Hurricane program is Marty Brown, and boy, he brought the physical element you promised he would.
No doubt, and part of that, too, not to, you know, that stat is obviously telling, but it's more telling if you say that probably half of theirs was quarterback draw, or close to half. And so if you look at the actual yards running backs got when they got handed the ball, we probably doubled their yards. And so, and that's a key stat because ultimately, you know, handing the ball to the running back and blocking everybody up is the physical part of the game. Sometimes you can scheme up a quarterback run, especially a quarterback draw, and bust it for 10 or 15. Schematically, that's going to be a free play as far as the extra hitter getting out of there. But when you block everybody up and hand it to the running back, you know, that tells the true story of who was the more physical team.
Offensive line, only one sack on the evening. Running the ball, we talked about, but they were extremely physical.
Really, from play one. I mean, you watched the first play of the game, and CC and Coop took that B-gap player and took him for a ride. And it was, you know, the last drive of the first half and the first drive of the second half was really the tail of the game. And both of those drives was, I mean, obviously converting some third downs in the pass game and putting the ball in play, but we really ran the ball very physical in those two drives. We had ball for like 13 minutes with those combined drives, and that was the tail of the game. I mean, we kind of imposed our will in those two drives, which tilted the game in our favor.
Coach, when you look back on it as well, you know, the giveaway takeaway, the whole offseason, everybody talked about how Notre Dame was the best at it, and to come out of that football game with zero turnovers.
Yeah, and then the frustrating part is, you know, they turned it over twice. We turned it over none, but we really didn't. I mean, we got 3 points out of the two turnovers, and really you won't, you know, I don't mind a field goal in that situation, but we should have scored on the first one. And so we got to score when we get turnovers, especially in the red zone. And so that was a little bit disappointing, but we'll grow on that.